Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Letters from a Stoic presents the practical moral philosophy of the Roman statesman and writer Seneca through a series of letters addressed to his friend Lucilius. Rather than offering a formal treatise, the book unfolds as a guided conversation about how to live well amid pressure, uncertainty, and ambition. Seneca explores everyday problems that feel modern: anxiety about the future, distraction, social comparison, anger, and the fear of losing status or security. He argues that philosophy is not abstract decoration but a daily craft, meant to train judgment and steady character. Across the letters, readers encounter core Stoic ideas, such as focusing on what is within one's control, using reason to shape emotion, and treating time as the most precious resource. The tone mixes moral challenge with encouragement, making the work both reflective and action-oriented. It is a classic entry point into Stoicism because it stays close to lived experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, time, mortality, and the discipline of attention. A central theme in Seneca's letters is that most people are not short of time, but waste it. He treats time as the one asset that cannot be recovered and insists that a good life begins with learning to account for it honestly. This is not merely productivity advice. It is a moral stance. If you spend your days on pursuits that do not strengthen your character, you are effectively trading away your life for trivial rewards. Seneca repeatedly urges the reader to bring attention back to what matters: cultivating wisdom, practicing virtue, and choosing commitments deliberately. He links this discipline to mortality. Remembering that life is finite is not meant to be grim, but clarifying. It reveals which worries are insignificant and which actions are worthy of your limited days. From a Stoic perspective, the goal is to use each day as training, refining judgment, and reducing dependence on external validation. The letters encourage readers to set boundaries, reduce scatter, and build routines that support reflection, study, and meaningful relationships. By treating attention as a skill and time as a sacred trust, Seneca frames daily choices as the real arena of philosophy. Secondly, wealth, status, and freedom from external dependence. Seneca wrote as someone familiar with wealth and political power, and his letters wrestle with how to relate to external goods without becoming their servant. He does not claim that money or comfort are inherently evil. Instead, he emphasizes the danger of attaching your identity and peace of mind to things that can be taken away. In Stoic terms, external conditions are not fully under your control, so building happiness on them makes you fragile. The letters explore how status seeking can distort judgment, push people into performative living, and create endless dissatisfaction. Seneca proposes a different measure of success: inner freedom, the ability to remain steady whether fortune is favorable or harsh. This includes practicing simplicity, learning to be content with less, and preparing mentally for loss so that fear does not rule your decisions. He also addresses ethical use of resources, suggesting that prosperity should be handled with restraint and responsibility rather than indulgence. The deeper point is psychological. When you can enjoy what you have without needing it, you gain resilience. The reader is challenged to examine desires, separate needs from cravings, and recover autonomy from social pressure. Thirdly, managing anger, fear, and grief with Stoic reason. The letters provide a practical approach to emotions, especially the destructive ones that hijack judgment. Seneca treats anger as a particularly dangerous force because it feels justified in the moment and escalates quickly, damaging relationships and integrity. His Stoic strategy is not repression but examination. Identify the beliefs and interpretations that ignite emotion, then correct them with reason. Fear is handled similarly. Much suffering, he argues, comes from anticipating future harm and rehearsing disasters in the mind. By distinguishing between what is happening now and what is imagined, the reader can reduce anxiety and act more effectively. Grief and hardship are addressed through acceptance and reframing. Seneca acknowledges pain but urges the reader not to add a second layer of suffering by declaring events intolerable or unfair. Instead, adversity can be used as training for courage, patience, and perspective. The letters repeatedly return to the idea that emotions follow judgments and judgments can be improved. This makes emotional stability a learnable skill. Readers are encouraged to pause, question first impressions, and choose responses aligned with long-term values rather than momentary impulse. Fourthly, friendship, community, and the moral use of influence. Although Stoicism is sometimes misunderstood as solitary self-control, Seneca's letters show a philosophy deeply concerned with relationships. Because the work is framed as guidance to a friend, it models how moral development can happen through honest counsel, encouragement, and accountability. Seneca emphasizes that friendship should be based on character rather than advantage. True friends help one another become better, not merely more entertained or more connected. At the same time, he warns about the subtle influence of crowds and shallow company. People absorb norms from their environment, so choosing companions is part of ethical self-care. The letters also touch on duties toward others. Stoic ethics holds that humans are social by nature, so cultivating virtue includes fairness, kindness, and reliability. Seneca suggests that personal progress should translate into better treatment of family, colleagues, and strangers. Influence, whether through wealth, status, or skill, carries responsibility. This topic ties inner discipline to outward conduct, showing that Stoic calm is not indifference but a foundation for wiser participation in community life. Lastly, daily practice, turning philosophy into a way of living. One of the most enduring contributions of letters from a Stoic is its focus on practice. This is paired with the Stoic emphasis on control, directing energy toward intentions and actions while accepting what cannot be commanded. Seneca highlights gradual progress, urging persistence rather than perfection. He portrays moral growth as training, much like strengthening the body, where small disciplined efforts compound over time. Practical themes include simplifying desires, moderating consumption, and cultivating contentment. Even reading and study are framed as exercises in focus and discernment, not mere accumulation of facts. The letters often return to the unity of thought and action. Beliefs must be tested in real situations. By offering concrete methods for self-correction and resilience, Seneca makes Stoicism accessible as a daily operating system for navigating work, relationships, and hardship with steadier judgment. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want practical philosophy for everyday life, including students of Stoicism, professionals under stress, and anyone seeking more emotional steadiness and ethical clarity. It is especially helpful for people who feel pulled by external pressures such as status, deadlines, social comparison, or fear of uncertainty. The benefit comes from its focus on inner freedom, learning to center your well-being on choices, values, and judgment rather than on outcomes you cannot fully control. Seneca's approach can improve daily life by reducing reactive anger, sharpening priorities, and encouraging wiser use of time. The letter format also makes the ideas feel personal and applicable, offering short, focused reflections that invite rereading and practice. Compared to many modern self-help books, this classic is worth buying because it is not built on trends or hype. It addresses enduring human problems with a moral seriousness that still feels direct. Compared to more technical Stoic works, it is approachable and grounded in ordinary scenarios. You get both timeless principles and a practical template for turning philosophy into a lived discipline. If you would like to support Lucius Aeneas Seneca, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.